Chapter 2 Palpatine was standing by the vast transparisteel window behind his desk, soberly gazing at the endlessly complicated ribbons of traffic seething across Coruscant's cityscape. Hearing their entrance, he turned, gravely smiling.
Master Yoda, I lack the words to express my profound relief that you have survived the carnage on Geonosis. In truth, I never dreamed the Separatists would take their petty disagreements with the Republic to such extreme and heartbreaking ends.
Surprised also am I, Supreme Chancellor, Yoda replied. Unforeseen was this development.
Palpatine returned to his chair.
Unforeseen, yes,
he murmured as Mas Amida took his accustomed place at his superior's right hand.
And by the Jedi, no less. That must be a matter of some concern for you.
He leaned forward, his expression intent.
Master Yoda, before we discuss the specifics of what transpired on Geonosis, I must know one thing. How fares my young friend Anakin? I was most alarmed to learn he's been hurt.
Hurt, yes, Supreme Chancellor, said Yoda, but dying he is not.
Palpatine sat back and passed an unsteady hand across his face.
Truly, he is protected by the Force.
His voice caught, and he shivered.
I'm sorry. You'll have to forgive my emotion. Anakin is very dear to me. Having watched him grow up from small boyhood, watched him develop into such a fine young man, so courageous, so powerful, such a credit to the Jedi Order. I take a close personal interest in his well-being. I do hope...
He faltered.
I hope you don't consider my concern for him, my affection, to be an intrusion, Master Yoda. Naturally, I don't wish to do anything that might impede Anakin's progress as a Jedi.
Yoda stared at the floor, both hands grasping his gimmer stick. There was no easy answer to that. Yes, he was concerned by Palpatine's attachment to the boy. No matter how well-meaning, no matter how genuine and heartfelt, the Supreme Chancellor's care for Obi-Wan's apprentice was problematic. The root cause of all young Skywalker's difficulties was his need for emotional connections. His friendship with Palpatine only complicated matters. But the man was Supreme Chancellor, and he meant well. Sometimes politics had to take precedence.
An intrusion, Supreme Chancellor? No,
he said.
Value your interest, young Skywalker does.
As I value him, Master Yoda, said Palpatine. I wonder...
He paused delicately.
Might I inquire as to the exact nature of his injuries?
Yoda glanced at Bail Organa, so far unacknowledged. Did it bother him? If so, he was masterful at concealing his feelings. Yoda thought to himself,
A good man he is, discreet and loyal. Still, discuss Jedi business before him, I would rather not. And yet refuse to answer Palpatine, I cannot.
He tapped his fingers on his gimmer stick, then nodded.
His right arm has young Skywalker lost, cut off in a lightsaber duel.
A duel?
Palpatine repeated, incredulous.
With whom? Who would be rash enough to draw a lightsaber on Anakin? Who in all the galaxy possesses the skill and knowledge to defeat a Jedi with his abilities?
Again, unwelcome, the shafting pain of failure and regret. Yoda made himself meet Palpatine's horrified gaze, unflinching.
Count Dooku, it was, Chancellor. True are the first reports we received from Master Kenobi. An enemy of the Republic has Count Dooku become.